Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for your presence, your provision, and your river of life that we have tapped into and flowing in us and through us so we can know you and experience you in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus, for a beautiful day for each and every one of us as we flow with you. Sons are led by the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 92, verses 12, 12 and 13.
The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God.
Hallelujah. We at one time were unrighteous or self-righteous, but praise God, as God called us and He called us to bear much fruit, we are now righteous. We were once sinners, we are now saints. We were once lost, we are now found. And we find ourselves in this beautiful relationship. And it's very much like a bride or a woman that was forsaken, but has now found this beautiful bridegroom. And in finding that beautiful bridegroom, everything pertaining to life and godliness is found in that name, being a part of that name, being a part of that plan, kingdom plan. And that's what it's all about, guys. It's not one foot in this relationship, the other foot in the world. We are both our feet are firmly planted in this love, in this new name that is more precious than silver and gold. And in that way, that's where we find ourselves, in this relationship, in this family, this almighty family of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's where we blossom and we grow, and we tapped into it. It's where our destiny every day, we get sufficient. Our daily bread is our instruction, our motivation, our enlightenment for the day, and it's all for a destiny, a purpose and plan. And it's because not only are we tapped into the Spirit is brings us everything that the kingdom has. The kingdom realities now must become our realities. It's the Father of all. It's the Son that speaks to us at all times. It's a new name that we are tapping into, because we've been circumcised in the heart and we have a new spirit, and that all brings forth the goodness of God. And why is all this? Because man was never made to be alone. Man was never made to be a little devil. We were made to be children of the living God. And praise God, through the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they brought us back. So we're coming back to our true home now, to finding our true fellowship, and then find our true name. So it's the destiny that was predestined for us is what we have come back to, and what we are staying in, and what we are dwelling in, and what we are partaking of. Be blessed in the kingdom of the Son of God's love, and the lover of your soul, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.